This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, if you sell wine by mail, how do you know the person you're shipping to isn't 15 years old? First this. The American Red Cross is widely known as a disaster relief agency. Floods, storms, general emergency natural disasters. But the agency's mission is changing. It's working on long-term disasters caused by diseases around the world. Sandy Hausman reports on how the American Red Cross is fighting illness in Honduras.
In the green, misty mountains above Yamanaguila, a small town in western Honduras, Mirtila Hernandez, the mother of six, is washing clothes in a stone basin outside her small wooden house. In many ways, her life is like that of her mother and grandmother. But things are changing in this remote region. She flips a switch on her battery-powered radio. And then a visitor arrives in a pickup truck. Kenya Garcia, a volunteer for the Red Cross, greets Mirtila and asks if she has a few minutes to talk about her family. This kind of visit is something relatively new for the Red Cross. Former regional director Chris Landry says the organization has evolved to address ongoing dangers as well as natural disasters.
In many cases, the disaster serves as our entrance into the community. We help a community get back on its feet, but then we don't stop there. Many cases in the past, we would have left the community and other NGOs maybe would have come in to do longer-term development work. We are now doing that longer-term development work.
In the United States, 5 out of 1,000 children under the age of 5 will die each year. In Yamanaguila, the number is 40, 28 of them from preventable or treatable disease. Landry says the Red Cross can help through educational efforts and by coordinating many different groups.
No one organization can do it all. We consider ourselves the player that brings all the players to the table.
To understand how the program works, consider the threat of a common illness in rural Honduras, pneumonia. Women often cook on wood stoves, filling their homes with smoke and putting children at increased risk for lung disease. Dirt floors mean dust in the air, another risk factor, and poor nutrition weakens a child's immune system. The Red Cross helped the Hernandez household by asking a group called Friends of the Americas to build a new stove that vents smoke through a chimney. Another group of U.S. volunteers agreed to replace the dirt floor with concrete. And a third organization, CARE, helped the family grow new vegetables in their garden to improve nutrition. Using a recipe from the Red Cross, Mirtila started mixing diced carrots into her tortillas. And her children love the new way she makes broccoli.
I cook broccoli with eggs and margarine, and they like it a lot. A whole new way of making broccoli has come to Honduras, right to my front door.
And so the battle goes against pneumonia. The government is fighting measles and other childhood diseases with immunizations at a local clinic. The Red Cross urges mothers to bring their children in. And the organization promotes breastfeeding to improve the health of babies and prevent intestinal problems. Infant formula mixed with unclean water can be deadly. Hernandez remembers how a neighbor's baby died from diarrhea.
He was a beautiful baby. They took him to the local clinic, but by the time they got to the hospital, the baby had died.
That happens a lot here because mothers don't always know when a problem is serious. So the Red Cross has launched a campaign to teach warning signs. Community and religious leaders, clinics and schools are all spreading the word. Teacher Ronnie Martinez has been drilling 6-year-old students about the importance of washing their hands and keeping their food clean.
What products do we need to consume? And what must we do with those fruits and vegetables before eating them? After we buy a mango in the market, what do we have to do with it? Wash it. Very good.
By the end of 2005, the Red Cross hopes to have this program underway in 10 Latin American countries. And even as it helps poor families to protect their children, it may strengthen the Red Cross. After all, experts say the best way to have a good response to unpredictable natural disasters is to have a strong relationship with members of a community before disaster strikes. For Day to Day, I'm Sandy Hausman.